Exploiting the working people to enrich oneself is like sucking blood. It's a mortal sin. That was the message of Pope Francis during the morning mass at the Casa Santa Marta. Christopher Wells reports.
Today's first reading, taken from the letter of St. James, is a forceful warning to the rich who accumulate wealth by exploiting the people. Riches in themselves are good, the Pope explained, but they are relative, not absolute goods. Pope Francis criticized the so-called theology of prosperity, according to which God shows you that you are just if he gives you great riches, saying those who follow that theology are mistaken. The problem, he said, lies not in riches themselves, but in being attached to wealth, because, as the Pope recalled, you cannot serve both God and mammon. These riches become chains that take away our freedom to follow Jesus. When riches are created by exploiting the people, by those rich people who exploit others, they take advantage of the work of the people, and those poor people become slaves, the Pope said. We might think that slavery no longer exists, the Pope continued, but it does. It's true, people no longer go to Africa to capture slaves in order to sell them in America, no. But slavery exists in our cities. And in our cities, we find human traffickers, those people who treat the working people without justice. Exploiting laborers, the Pope concluded, is a mortal sin, and this demands a great deal of penance and a great deal of restitution in order to be converted from that sin. I'm Christopher Wells.